From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz, who is not in his usual spot this week. Will, why don't you tell everybody where you are?
I'm in Bloomington, Indiana, at Indiana University to deliver the commencement address this weekend.
How exciting. Well, I saw you on Martha Stewart's program this past Friday. And for those of our listeners who may have missed it, we happen to have a clip.
That's interesting.
Fortunately, General Electric has 15 letters, and daily newspaper puzzles are almost always 15 by 15 squares. So if you're starting a company, you know, and you want to get your name in a crossword.
Well, in all your years of editing.
I love it. It's too bad National Public Radio is 19 letters.
We'll have to do a special puzzle.
I guess. My question, though, is did you get to eat the Derby pie and drink a mint julep that were also featured on that program?
No, unfortunately, actually, I was not asked anything about food. I did not have to roll the pie crust. Just puzzles.
Just puzzles, and they made a poor guy complete a crossword puzzle to get a piece of pie. I loved it.
Right.
Well, we don't have pie to give away today, but we do have a challenge that we do every week. And would you remind everybody what the challenge was that you actually left us with?
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said if you insert a long E sound after the first letter of bond, phonetically you get beyond. And if you insert a long E sound after the first letter of renter, you get re-enter. And I said, name something found in outer space, insert a long E sound after the first letter, you'll name a resident of a major American city. What words are these?
What's the answer?
The thing in space is a satellite, and insert a long E, you get Seattleite, or person from Seattle.
We had over 3,000 correct answers from our listeners, and our randomly selected winner is Stephen Walton from Portland, Oregon. Hi there, Stephen.
Hello.
What do you do there?
I'm a professor of French at Portland State University.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Combien d'années have you been playing the puzzle?
Do you want that in French or English?
No, I think you better say it in English because my French is terrible.
I've been playing it for as long as I can remember, at least 10 years.
Cool. Well, then you know what happens. Are you ready to play in English?
I am.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Stephen. Let's play.
Hi there. I'm going to give you three words that rhyme with three things that are in the same category. And these three things all start with the same letter of the alphabet. You tell me what they are. For example, if I said soxer, facet, and regal, you would say boxer, basset, and beagle, which are all types of dogs. So they're rhymes, and they all start with the same letter of the alphabet. Here's your first one.
Okay.
Pays, P-A-Y-S, pays, mover, and guarding. And as soon as you get one, you're going to get the other two because they all start with the same letter of the alphabet. Pays, mover, and guarding.
Mover.
Guarding.
Hayes, and
yes.
Harding.
Yeah,
oh, there you go. Hayes, Hoover, and Harding. Good. Number two is flunky, deuce, and house.
Monkey, moose, and mouse.
There you go. Just add an M. Your next one is smirch, speech, and salsa. Smirch, speech, and salsa.
Birch, beech, and balsa.
Good.
There you go, all trees.
Mm-hmm.
Havens, shams, and satyrs. Havens, shams, satyrs.
Ravens.
There you go.
You got ravens.
Ravens, rams, and Raiders. Oh, football teams, Raiders.
Right? There you go, NFL teams, good. All right, now this one, you have to put two consonants in front of the vowel. And your words are follow, lift, and don. Two consonants in front of the vowel. Follow, lift, don.
Swallow.
Yes?
Swallow?
Uh-huh.
Swift?
Yes.
Swan.
Swift. There you go.
Oh, swift, lift.
There,
and
there
swan, like Don, not yeah. Don the name, or capo, but Don, sun comes up.
Okay.
All right.
Three birds, all right. And again, two consonants in front of the vowel. Mina, as in the mina bird, M-Y-N-A-H, Philly, and glad. Mina, Philly, and glad.
China, Chile, and Chad.
There you go. And we got a couple more, and this, since you're getting so good, I'm going to give you just two words. but it follows the same rules as before. And your first one is steel and Tennyson. Steel, yeah.
Steel and Tennyson?
Yeah.
Venison won't work.
There you go. Yes, it does.
Veal and venison would.
Oh, veal and venison.
Yeah.
Veal and venison, two meats.
Okay.
Here we go. Squeegees and words. Squeegees and words.
Oh, Bee Gees and birds.
Bee Gees and birds, old musical groups, yeah. Riot, Milton, as in the poet. Riot, Milton.
I failed Milton as an undergraduate.
Would the category in this one be hotels, by
yes,
any chance?
Yes, it would.
Hyatts and Hiltons.
Hyatt and Hilton is right. And here's your last one. Fillings and cute. C-U-T-E.
What was the first word?
Fillings, as in fillings in your teeth.
In your teeth. Billings and Butte.
Yes.
Montana.
Billings and Butte, cities in Montana. Nice job.
Hey, Stephen. Nice work.
Well, thank you.
Very well done. Well, you know, we can't give away a refrigerator the way that Martha Stewart did when Will appeared on her show. But we do have some parting gifts. And to tell you what you're going to get today, Stephen, is novelist Louise Erdrich.
You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
And that's Louise Erdrich. We're going to have a conversation about her new book, A Plague of Doves, in a moment. But, Stephen, that's what you're going to get for playing our puzzle today. Tell us what member station you listen to or how you hear us.
I listen to you on OPB in Portland.
OPB, is that Oregon Public Broadcasting?
Oregon Public Broadcasting it is.
All right. Well, Stephen Walton from Portland, Oregon, merci for playing the puzzle with us today, and à bientôt.
Je vous en prie. Au revoir. Merci.
Okay. And, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Well, my commencement address here at Indiana University is being done at Assembly Hall. I'd like you to rearrange the letters of Assembly Hall to spell three loud sounds. What are they? So again, rearrange the 12 letters of Assembly Hall to spell three loud sounds. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who this week joined us from the studios of member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.